The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Well, we know the system failed Cian Murta. It also failed young Aoife Johnson, who died in agony. She died a horrible death in the emergency department at Limerick Hospital. And her inquest came to a close last week with a finding of medical misadventure. She was 16 years old. She was brought into the hospital in December 2022 with signs of sepsis. Her GP had sent her in to University Hospital Limerick with signs of sepsis. And a doctor who was working there at the time said, really, it was like a war zone and she had no chance. Now, straight away, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly is pushing back on that. Let him push. Let him push. Let them all push. The place was like a war zone. It was a death trap, another person at the inquest described it. Yesterday, the gaffer at the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, admitted live on the This Week probe on RTE that they had failed Aoife Johnson, and he apologised live on air. It's an apology that, I suppose, rings very hollow, but what happened to her indicates what's wrong with our system, the very worst of it. Stephen McMahon of the Irish Patients Association. Stephen, I know that you can identify very personally with what happened to Aoife, can't you? Good morning.
Good morning. We can offer our condolences to her family because it's just so sad. And, you know, they went through the harrowing experience of her death. And then they spent days at the inquest reliving that item by second and so on. And to be honest, yes, you know, my own family, a few years ago, we lost our first grandson after 5 days. And, I saw the impact on my son and his wife when he died. It was actually their first wedding anniversary. Oh, so we've done that walk. And, you know, like, I'm here as a patient advocate this morning, not to share my own story, but just to make the point that people, you know, you never get over this. You just learn to cope with it and live with it on a daily basis. And there are people all over the country that have had, you know, bad experiences of their encounter with the system. People have passed away and died. We've seen them in the newspapers over the years and heard them, on your own program, the background to them. Mm. And, the maxim of the Irish Patients Association, and I may have shared this with you before, PJ, that change and reform in our healthcare systems shouldn't be preceded by funerals and injuries to patients.
You have seen
And
that
it before. Is sad to hear that. Yeah, it's so sad to hear, do you know what I mean, that people are going to initiate reforms and take action and relive or relook at decisions and how services are organised following the death of someone so young and so tragic. And indeed, there are a number of, I think, investigations going on into other events at University Hospital Limerick. But the people of Cork shouldn't feel overly comfortable either, because the INMO figures for trolley watch for the first quarter, Limerick certainly had almost 2,000 patients on trolleys during that quarter, but CUH had 1,000.
That's right.
And then it goes down to University Hospital Galway at 600 and Vincent's down to 600 and Sligo to about 500. In other words, about half that. But the experts and the people doing research are saying that the longer somebody is in the ED department, they've been admitted, you're sick enough to go to need a bed, you're being admitted and you're waiting more than 6 hours to get into that bed on a ward, you are at higher risk of mortality than somebody that's able to get into the ward within 6 hours.
Do you know something that will never make sense to me, Stephen? And the more I read this story over the weekend and the various newspaper articles about it, going into the background of it, this idea that one emergency department can cater for the sick of three counties, Limerick, Clare and Tipperary, that one department can cater for that. It defies logic to me. Does it defy it to you?
Well, certainly, you could have, there are other countries like in Manchester, you'd have only a handful of hospitals for the entire population. But it's all how it's actually organised. If you have the beds and you have the staff, and you have the management structures there to ensure that it's all running effectively and efficiently. I don't know. We don't know just yet about what led to Aoife's death. I mean, former Chief Justice Frank Clark is conducting an investigation, which I understand will be published next month. And coming out of that, certainly the CEO has made his commitment that if there are accountability issues or whatever comes out of it, that he alone will make those decisions. But I'd like to just make an observation, and maybe some of your listeners might have a viewpoint on this. I really feel that it's important for the chairman of the HSE board to make some comment to alleviate and build trust and restore confidence for, you know, for the people of the region and other areas that are similarly affected, that there will be a commitment to a changed culture, that, you know, you don't have to have people protesting for years and years to have services reviewed and looked at, which will now be looked at. I would be very surprised if the issues about the surrounding supporting hospitals aren't revisited there in Limerick to ensure that safety, patients safety is first. The one thing that we all need, in our experience, PJ, the needs of patients are basic. To be treated with dignity, to get timely access to quality care, to be able to make a complaint, to be listened to, and above all else, to trust the system in your moment of need. And certainly, we have to be honest here. You know, trust has been damaged in a general sense, and that needs to be restored, because there are some great people. There are wonderful people providing care in our healthcare system. Our pre-emergency care staff and the ambulances and the paramedics, the people in the ED departments themselves, and then out into the hospital when you're treated. So it's this, you know, something has to happen in the culture that the management can say, we need X, and if you don't give it to us, explain to us and to the wider community why we're not getting it, because ultimately it impacts on patients' lives. This is such a tragic event, but unfortunately it's happened before, and what we have to make sure is that whatever comes out of Frank Clark, and indeed there may be other investigations in our view, that to identify, you know, other issues there, such as you know, the whole accountability and failure and the whole history of how things have developed in our healthcare system.
Aoife was surrounded by great people, talented, skilled people who could have helped her. The system failed her in such a way that she couldn't be brought to their attention in time. Is that a fair assessment?
It certainly appears so, and it certainly looks that a nurse that was mentioned or gave evidence at the inquest, Ciara McCarthy, she made heroic efforts to alert the doctors and advocate for her, but the doctors were reportedly too busy to attempt her promptly. And I would like to say, you know, I sit on the Emergency Department Task Force and I feel deeply about what's happened, and I'm sure other people sitting on that task force feel the same. But like, we've been looking for a long time, you know, mentioning the importance of better communication in emergency departments. We hear it over and over again. I was trying to talk to a doctor, I was trying to talk to a nurse, I was trying to relay concerns about the patient that, in our view, because you're a family member, you know your relative, your mother, father, daughter, you know how they normally react, and you would know if they were getting more poorly. And sometimes you hear this terrible saying is, there are other people sicker than you. Or you hear people even saying, a patient would say to me, you know, well, I didn't want to make a fuss. When in actual fact, it's so important to be able to feel free to make those comments. And you need people in the emergency departments as the advocates to be able to be that bridge between a family and the team, or between, you know, the patient and the team, to be able to bring this communication process. But it's tragic to hear that a nurse was actually trying to get care and attention for a patient. And, you know, as I say, the issues of, I think, prescriptions being issued without even seeing the patient also raises other concerns. Unfortunately, in this case, you know, it's like Gabriel Scally when he was talking about the cervical check debacle, that it was like, you know, it for some people, it was a system doomed to fail. Yeah. And so sadly, it failed Aoife.
It did. Stephen, thank you very much. It has failed others too. Stephen McMahon, the Irish Patients Association. It was a system doomed to fail. And that seems to have been what happened to her at the University Hospital in Limerick in December 2022. She was 16. She'd been sent there by her GP with suspected sepsis. She died in agony. In agony. Because the system failed her.
Cork's 96 FM.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.